This is Wade Bratsky with the Chief Organizer Report, reading the tea leaves in the Iowa disaster. The best thing to come out of the Iowa caucus disaster is the delay, which continues even now because it prevents preemptive determination of a winner until the full totals are known, rather than allowing the headlines to anoint someone who seems to have won, giving them unearned momentum when later it turns out another candidate won more delegates. The latest, with 97% of the caucus results supposedly tallied, is a virtual tie between small-town Mayor Pete Buttigieg and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. At this writing, there's less than a 1/10 of a point difference between the two, with Mayor Pete ahead by a nose. Their delegate counts are identical. Who's the winner? In reality, no one. Looking more closely, though, there are a lot of losers. The map makes it clear that Minnesota's Senator Amy Klobuchar is toast. Hey, Amy from the middle of the road next door didn't survive the caucuses as a serious alternative. Unless I'm off the mark, she may have won only one county. She's likely history after New Hampshire and is only hanging by a thread there because Iowa is so late out of the blocks. The winner win is also likely to count billionaire hedge fund veteran Tom Steyer with 1% and Andrew Lang, who's gotten farther than any might have figured, but was nowhere here. Looking at the numbers, Sanders seems like the winner, if this had been a vote rather than a caucus. From the numbers reported by the Democratic Party and shown in the Washington Post, Sanders won 42,672 of the first choices to Buttigieg's 36,718. In a caucus, the second and other choices are able to then combine later. But if this had been a ballot, Sanders was a winner by a large margin. Dear old Iowa still thinks it's horseshoes, not a horse race. The question of appeal also should disturb the political pros in all of the campaigns. Polk County, where Des Moines is located, is about the only place in this corn-fed white state that can even pretend to be somewhat diverse, and there was a push between the two candidates at the end. The rest on the map makes it look like the appeal for Mayor Pete was rural and whiter for Sanders, slightly more urban than the counties he won outright. The Democrats are an urban party, not a rural one. They have a chance of beating Trump on the streets, but not in the sticks. Senator Elizabeth Warren, who reportedly had the strongest organization going into the caucuses, did depressingly poorly in a situation where organization usually rules. Former VP Biden, who was expected to do poorly with a weak organization, delivered solidly on those expectations. There's trouble aplenty for both campaigns. Here's one other takeaway that should give any of us hoping to beat Trump nightmares. Turnout was about the same as 2016 in Iowa and is far, far below the 240,000 that came out for Obama back in the day. The notion that the resistance and the time to make it all right again is going to move voters to the polls was decidedly not in evidence in Iowa. These candidates have not set the rank and file grassroots on fire. There's nothing but trouble on the horizon unless something sorts out better soon. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.